Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Hello, everyone. How are we doing? Katie's dancing. Archie's head-bobbing. I'm really excited.
We're savages. We're savages remix, all of us today.
Yeah. We are. That's the most important thing of today.
Yeah.
Is that it? Cool. I didn't see it, but I believe that you did. Yes. All right, guys. So we have a lot to get into tonight. Saucy and Bo are finally engaged. Yes. Oh, my God. I did not think we're episode 17 and we finally got to see the engagement. And Kristen wasn't part of it. Ugh, we're going to talk about all this later, but it was just a lot for me to handle emotionally. James apologized to Katie and it was like such a big moment in the softball game. A lot to talk about. I'm so excited. But first, we got to introduce ourselves. My name is Rivette Soro. We have Jerozlyn Jovan here.
Hi, guys. Missed you. It's been a long week.
I know. And Archie J, who brought the whole cast with him.
I did. Do you like that?
I really love it.
Friends with me. You know, my life's playing games with me today, but I am here. So is the cast.
Yes.
We love it. And of course, Katie Thompson, our little baby Kates.
Hello, everybody. I miss your faces all so much and making TikToks at AfterBuzz.
I miss it too.
Yeah, if you guys are not aware, that's what we would do. We would do this panel and then go make TikToks right after. So if you don't follow us on TikTok, it's your loss.
Much fun. We have really so many TikToks that we have to catch up on when we get together.
We do. But let's talk about the episode because it's a lot to talk about. What were your overall thoughts tonight, Archie?
My overall thoughts, I was locked into this episode. I was happy to finally see Stassi get what she wanted. And, you know, that's kind of every, you know, girl, quote unquote, like dream. And she finally got that. And we got to see it up close and personal in a graveyard. It was chic. And I just think that, I don't know, I'm excited for the future with everybody. I think that this episode really kind of set that up for us. And, the ghost of Kristen, man. I love to see the demise of it.
Oh.
Why?
Oh my goodness. I like that you said locked in because I was locked in and this was just, it was such an in-depth episode. And if you're really a fan of the show, then this was just a really good one because you finally see Stassi get, somebody put a ring on it. And then the Kristen saga, it takes you back. And the Jax with Jackson, Katie, it all takes you back. So it's like, you really have to have known the history of the show to see the significance in this episode. But I was really into it. I was locked in. You're right, Archie. That was
I loved this episode. I love seeing Stassi get what she wanted, of course. Like we've all said, I liked the moment when she was like, I've always rolled my eyes at the girls who are like, you know, I'm so happy with my guy. But I loved that she finally has got it all. It was interesting to me to see like Lisa Vanderpump do so much for Stassi when like they've had so much like rockiness. And I didn't realize it until Brittany was like, well, and I was like, girl, you kind of have a point. And I would be a little bit bitter as well. So I definitely understand. And I also really liked a lot of, I think her name is Charlie moments tonight. Did I get her name right? Yeah, got it. I really liked the Olive Garden moment and she just was more of a human being and less of a statue this episode. And I was really into that vibe.
I told you, Charlie's funny.
She's cute.
James coming in with that mustard blazer moment. I die. And also I feel like he's really like my James is coming back and I'm really happy for him, but I'll talk more about that later.
He wore a mustard blazer.
Yeah, I missed that too. I was just proud of his growth.
I love mustard so much. Mm-hmm. So anytime I see a mustard moment, I'm like, yes, point for you on the mustard.
Okay.
I so love it. That. I'll have to rewatch it because I didn't notice the mustard.
I didn't notice either. The mustard.
I'll find it and send a photo. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah. Good. But yeah, I loved James. This is this episode. I was like, all right, I see why, you know, I see the James that Katie fell in love with. And I understand why you like him so much. Because we do get to see that James that we all loved, you know? So
yeah.
It was really nice seeing him, his growth, and of course the proposal. But the episode started off, you know, last week we ended with the big fight. So this week the episode started off with Stassi apologizing right away to Bo. I was honestly surprised. I thought he would be apologizing to her, but I'm glad that she sort of took ownership of being a little bit of a drama queen, I think.
Yeah, she was just tapping back into her old Stassi ways, but seeing her apologize, it let us know, like, okay, Stassi has matured, thank God. Because old Stassi would still be mad and yelling and screaming, you know?
So I think that I can agree, because I think my prediction last week was that Bo was going to run after her and we were going to see that scene, but immediately it opens up cutting to the apartment next day or whatever that was. But for me, that kind of solidified that Stassi's never going to change. But the fact that she came in willing to apologize is a step of growth.
I peeped that she had on her gym outfit too. So it was like, she probably just came from a good workout, got her head together and was like, I need to apologize to my man because I wilded out.
And thank goodness she did, because can you imagine if he like was still trying to propose and they're still arguing? Like, I don't know. That would have been bad. But I thought the proposal was perfect. I thought it was amazing. She called Katie first, which I thought was really cute because that's her bestie. I was crying the whole time. I don't know. What was your reactions?
I was smiling the whole time.
I thought it was cute. I'm shocked I didn't cry because I cried at like some penguins earlier in the week and I was like, oh girl, we got to get it together. Why did I also think that the engagement was like a little bit awkward? Am I the only one?
No, you're not.
Okay, cool. Because I was like, why am I? When I watched it, I was like, I'm glad this isn't my engagement. I don't like it.
Oh, because of the cemetery?
It was just their interaction, right? It was just very comfortable. Like,
I wanted him to say like a little more or something.
Oh, yeah. I was deeper. The speech was missing.
Yeah.
And then she just went and immediately grabbed for the ring instead of like saying like, yes. And I just wanted, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm not one to judge. Like, I don't even have a fucking boyfriend. So like, you know, she's doing better than me, but this was just my observation. But then I was like, girl, you're being too harsh. Maybe you better.
No, you're right. Because even when she went to like grab the ring to put it on, he's like, I think I'm supposed to do that. Like, it was just like, really odd.
Right. And like in my head, I was like, well, maybe she went to grab it because she recognized it, because wasn't it a ring in her family or was it in Bo's family? Whose family was the ring from? Oh, his. Okay, just kidding. I was maybe going to like rational, like, oh, because like if it was the ring I recognized, I'd be like, oh, shit, you know? Yeah. No, that's not it.
Well, Melanie Smith is in the live chat. Thank you for joining us. And she says, I love y'all. That was the best proposal ever for her. So yeah.
Yeah, for her.
Mm-hmm. Any proposal is going to make me cry, even if it's the worst proposal on the planet. But I do think she, I don't know. Did she even cry? I feel like I was crying more than Stassi.
She cried when she got to the house and saw her family. I think it hit her. Yeah. I think that's when it hit her. Because it does take a moment to like resonate in, you know? Yeah. And it really depends. I think it depends on like where you guys are at. Like also the energy, the setup, and either the emotions can flow or, cause for me, it took like a little minute. And then I'm like, after he had already put the ring on my finger, I'm like, oh shit, he just proposed. And then I started like tearing up. So it's different, but I could see that she was really, really happy. And then Stassi, just being Stassi, she grabbed that ring. Cause it's like, yes, I've been waiting forever for this moment and it's here and I'm at my favorite place. That was so weird.
It was so weird, but it's so on brand for her.
It is for her. It is the fact that she was there picking out mausoleums. I was just like, this is so, she's such a weird person.
So weird.
And then of course they're on their way to the engagement party at Lisa's, and Carter texts Bo saying they should be thankful to Kristen. I see some eye rolling, guys. What are your thoughts, Katie?
I feel for Kristen, that was not necessary. Like, don't go like raining on the parade in the moment. Like, maybe wait until like a later time. And yeah. I mean, they don't have to like thank her for making them like be, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that that is at all necessary. Do I think that she should have been there or her seat should have been taken away? Like, yeah, that was real weird and awkward, but that editing of that ghost, I about spit my coffee out. It was, the flashbacks this season have been spectacular.
Like, oh yeah, they've been the best.
It's been really good.
Really good. I mean, I really just need them to get their clapback games on point, because I would have responded to Carter's text message like, thank you both for not coming. And her introducing us is the least she could have done after she slept with my ex-boyfriend. Mm. Now go enjoy and sit on that karma.
I don't know nothing about that.
I thought you were going to
I have chills all over my body.
Straight up.
On that karma.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it was a bad, it was very unnecessary. Was I taken aback that immediately Stassi posted a photo of the engagement? Yes. Like, I feel like you need to marinate on that moment, have that moment. But yeah. I completely agree with Jax, you know, flashing yes. forward of what he said of like, this was just Carter just being, you know, in the good graces of Kristen. So he can be like, yeah, I got your back. And then she can kind of feel
right.
Like,
and which I also don't understand, yeah. like, girl, why are you not with him? Because clearly he's a ride or die. So stop playing the games. You done lost friendships. The least you could do, go back to Carter. Y'all are made for each other.
That's true. You lost your friendships. You might as well be with him because that's what you want.
That's so true. I get that he was trying to like prove himself to Kristen, but yeah, bad timing, bad message. Like, can you just like let them have a moment? Yeah. They haven't even like gotten to their destination yet. Like, they're driving
now, so petty. Do we think that Kristen had something to do with that text message, or do you think that he really took it upon himself to do it? Because she played like innocent when she found out, and she was like smiling, and I was like thinking, I wonder if like they spent, but then she did that whole dramatic like, he came and took the dogs because they're my support animal and I need to support them in this. And I was like, okay girl, I have been room for you this whole season and you're not talking sense right now.
Dipping
like, back into that
are you doing
person.
All night like crying that much that your dogs are going to be like what?
But like, that's just, this is the exact reason, and Stassi said it in the car, this is why I don't want y'all there. Like, you're sending me this text. The first thing you say to me after finding out that I'm now going to commit my life to somebody, and you're having your dogs escorted out because you're just so freaking sad. Like, your dogs haven't seen you cry before.
Right. And then you could also see how if she had been invited, she really would have killed the vibe, because she does that all the time. Remember with Brittany, all of a sudden she thought she was going to be the maid of honor, which like, why? And I could imagine her already going up to Stassi at the engagement party, putting all this pressure on her. Who's going to be your bridesmaid? Who's going to be the maid of honor? What are you know, like all this extra stuff. And it's like, just let this girl enjoy her day. But are we
when
into-
Ariana? Oh, oh sorry.
What? No, go.
When Ariana was like, it's so sad to not hear her talking about her tiny eardrums. And I was like, what? And then they flashed back to me like, I can't hear. I was like, oh my God, she really is like, not very pleasant, but like, oh, I feel like she should be there, but like, what? Like, Sheena's not even that bad.
Yeah. First of all, can we talk about the engagement party now?
Yes.
Go. Because you know what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
What?
Sheena flirting with a little freaking 13-year-old boy.
She's horny.
Well, didn't he say something to warrant it?
No.
Oh.
No, he didn't.
She starts like a drunk auntie. Look how tall you are.
Yeah.
Oh, I can remember when you were just a child. You got a girlfriend. You got a girlfriend. And he's like, like he was so freaked out. It was a hot ass mess. I cannot believe what I was watching, because if the shoe was on the other foot and it was an older guy asking a young girl all these questions, it would have been hell to pay on Twitter. But true. Sheena, it's, you know, it's super creepy AF.
I think she was joking. And I think the producers were like, spark a combo with the youngin.
Yeah. Yeah.
it just felt a little forced, but we're, you know, we got people in the live chat. Thank you for tuning in. Will Watcher 05 says Lala was trash for that phone call though. Drinking champagne with the phone on speaker, low down and dirty. I completely agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are you calling and pretending to try to be supportive and check in on Kristen when you're literally just trying to shit on her? Like, just don't call her. Like,
yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, I didn't agree. Like, her only two scenes this episode was that messy ass call and her showing her ass. Literally, that was it. Those were the only two things she did this whole episode. And that call, then the fact that she hung up on Kristen, when it was like, you clearly called to, you know, Kristen's gonna, she's emotional. She's gonna react. And then when she's giving you all of her emotion, you wanna be messy with her and hang up. And it's like, I don't know, Lala. I was not feeling that at all.
Yeah. She got a nice ass, though. I was like, that ass.
Amazing. Incredible. That ass. Also, they're talking about Sheena, back to Sheena. So we have Yaya Baby, who's in the live chat, says on the after show on Bravo, Sheena said she was upset because all the producers only show her going boy crazy and not what she does in everyday life. And I don't know why they do Sheena so dirty on this show. And Gene Wilson, thanks for tuning in again, says I'm not buying that she was flirting. It was all about the edit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think that he probably said something to her prior that we didn't see. And then they cut to him at a totally different time in the night, just being like, oh, what? Like, it's so easy. Like, I just don't buy it.
That's not cool. Because it's like, at the end of the day, he's a child. They shouldn't make her look like she's, like, even jokingly flirting with a child.
He is a teenager. True. Not a child, but I fully agree.
He's under 18, and you're right, whoever said if it was a man talking to a younger girl, this would have been a whole different conversation. Right.
How old is he?
Very much a double
standard. Gotta be like 14. Like
15, yeah.
Well, no, she said probably going to high school. She said, are you going to have a girlfriend when you go to high school? So I'm thinking like he's, of course.
Are you confused?
Do. They like lock themselves in the bathroom and go to town.
I was never a 13-year-old boy. I don't know.
I mean, do we need to talk about 13-year-old girl?
If the movies are true, am I wrong?
I was going off at 13, too. You're probably too. Right. I
don't know. Archie, am I wrong?
Is no, you're not wrong. I was a year before that for me. So, thank you.
She was 12.
A 13-year-old, okay? It's just weird. I don't want to think about it anymore. But thank you.
I'm sorry, everyone.
We know what 12-year-old Archie was doing.
No.
Right in the booth screaming. Anyway.
Everyone, oh, I didn't mean to make this the worst.
Okay,
all right. Before we move on, I have to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We could not do this without you. Each and every week, you guys are so active in the live chat and the comments and the views and everything. And if you're on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, like, comment, subscribe, turn off the notifications if they're too annoying. If you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars, guys. We haven't gotten a 5-star review in a few weeks. And like I always say, I'm not mad at you, but it would be nice to get one.
Come on, thank you guys.
I know.
Is it because of the quarantine?
People lazy these days. All of
our loyal fans have like already done it.
Right.
So
they're like, I already gave you 5 stars.
I did that already.
I left a review already.
Yes, but thank you so much. All right. So we got to move on. But is there any last engagement party thoughts or feelings? I know there was a lot that went on.
Oh. So when so they were talking about the engagement, and then Jack was like, welcome to the club. And then Tom was like, yeah. And then he was like, oh, but wait, no, I can't say because I'm not a part of it. Do you think that he's like a little bit bitter that like Ariana doesn't want to get married and he probably wants to get married to her?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's only honestly because you know we're nearing the end of this season, but I think if not, it doesn't go into the next season or the start of next season. I really feel like that's going to be the storyline, because at this point everybody's getting married. Everybody's either married or getting married, and they're going to be the last two, and Tom knows deep down he wants to be a husband and a faja. So this is going to be an issue that we're going to see come back up. It's going to resurface itself. I already see it. That was a good That was a good observation.
Yeah, definitely. But one last thing. Do you guys, if you were in Kristen's shoes, would you have congratulated Stassi? Because from what we saw, she didn't reach out, I don't think.
Yeah. You still got to be the bigger person, girl. You slept with her ex-boyfriend. Like, you got to always be the bigger person with her. No, seriously, you can never act like that didn't happen. So if over the time, it's like she's feeling away over off the strength that she had still been a friend to you over the years after what you did to her, still just bite the bullet and be like, look, girl, congratulations. Throw it in there. I'm really happy I was able to bring you two together. I see it was worthwhile. And apologize again. Apologize again because you really crossed the line. Just be like, look, over everything, over all the years, I really just, again, want to sincerely apologize for any pain I've caused you. And congratulations, you're going to be a beautiful bride. That's what a real friend, a big person does. And it would have made Stassi feel like, okay, I'll invite her to the bridal shower. You know?
I wish we would have seen that. I was waiting for her just to like text her a congratulations and then could like, I don't know. It makes me emotional, guys. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So whatever. Mm-hmm. Thanks for nothing, Kristen.
Sadly.
All right. So moving on, we had a softball game. And let me just say a friendly reminder that my prediction was that Sir would win and you all thought that Tom would win.
He did. You're right. I was like, damn, they got smoked.
They did.
Yeah, they did. And Tom freaking out, like going up to the guy being like, I said we could bunt it, I said we could this, I said we could that. And the guy's like, yeah, no, I remember.
But I was thinking, I was like, you know what? It's because like, Sir, it just, you know, they're veterans. They've been working together longer. So they probably just got more chemistry to win a game of softball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or how about Jax telling Sandoval, I wouldn't even trade Raquel for you. And Raquel's like, you want to see competition?
I love
get
that.
Into the pageant world, which is true because the pageant world is crazy.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. And when she kicked that leg up, I said, okay, Raquel.
Yes.
Across,
over and over.
Over
again.
And over.
Over and over. I'm like, okay, we know what you and James are doing.
I feel like I like her more and more each week. Like, just so much.
Oh, no. I'm so happy she's on the show because, you know, we were probably all a little reluctant when she started, you know, coming more on the scene when she became a waitress there. But I really like her. And Charlie. I really like Charlie. Charlie's funny.
She's funny.
She has personality.
Because her joke of the baseball thing was the fact that what she was good because she didn't have a dad or something.
Yeah. She said, I'm really competitive. Probably because I didn't have a dad growing up. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yo, it she's was so funny. Good. Right. When she was just like, I played softball all through high school, and I'm sure the producer was like, really? She's like, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm like, she's too much. She's a gal.
I was shocked at how much I enjoyed Katie this episode. Like her with like the beer and like the seeds and just like and then going back to the engagement party when they were like, you were being so mean about it. And she's like, girl, I've always been mean. I was like, all right, well, at least you know.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm a bitch, but like, I can own it. Like, yeah, that's I'm a girl. Bitch. I know. But it's
exactly. Fine.
It's, if you own it, it makes it a little bit better.
You love Katie.
That's my girl.
Also, how about that apology?
Yes. It was sweet.
Surprise.
It was good though. And I feel like, as she said, you know, she was being real the entire episode. She's like, we've been here before. I do believe him that this is, you know, his last and final stop on the apology bus as he is really getting his life together and he's serious about it. But her emotions, this is why I love Katie, because I was just like, this is me when somebody tries to talk to me in the club. Mm-hmm. She's just like,
That needs to be a meme. Like, seriously. No, like she gave him the shade he needed because I don't think anyone, I don't think everyone should make it so easy for him because he literally goes on the apology tour every season. And I know Katie's going to come around, but you got to be a little tough with him at first because he needs it. He deserves it.
A bit guarded too after everything that he's done and calls and said to her with like the body shaming and all that stuff too. Yeah. But she was very receiving. So I was glad to see that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. And especially James always apologizes every year, but he'll apologize and 5 minutes later be like, I got fired because of her, or like say some shit that completely just erases the whole apology. And this was just so genuine, and like he's sober and he's in a good place and he has this like twinkle in his eye of like hope. It's just so here for James this season, and I love it. Also, Charlie trying spaghetti at Olive Garden for the first time. I know, Katie, you loved that. I would like.
I am such a slut for Olive Garden. I always get a tour of Italy. Like, just tour me up. I have had to fight this entire quarantine going to Olive Garden to get pickup many times, but I have successfully done it, but I don't think I'm going to avoid it anymore. I think I'm going to fucking pull the trigger because it's so good.
You should pull that trigger.
And like that bread.
Olive Garden is so like, it's literally like the Popeyes of soul food. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but it's great.
It's good.
Like, I know that my food is microwaved, but yes! I don't care. I love it very much.
Wait, it's microwaved?
I love you.
It is, what? You know, it is just the lowest quality of Italian cuisine.
Oh, it's not in the microwave though, right?
It's white trash Italian is what it is. Yeah.
I love
Probably.
It. Going to the live chat, Jean says, I'm so over Charlie. She's really? Not buying it here. Yeah.
I'm more into Charlie right now than the whole Dana. I was so tired of hearing them talk too. I'm like, can y'all stop letting Dana talk right now?
Yeah. It's
just her bland voice, because you can tell she's just forced to like, okay, they want us to like carry on this love scene, like this love triangle for our storyline. So yeah, let's just talk about something really fast. Like, okay, yeah, Brett, yeah, okay. It's like, I'm over
it. It was weird. She even told Brett, like, I wish I met you before I met Max. And I was like, why is this conversation happening?
Why?
Like, it's old news. We don't
Meanwhile,
care.
Max is still checking for Lisa. He's like, Lisa, this is
No,
for
Brett.
You.
Brett is still checking for Lisa.
Yes,
they're both the same person to me. Like, they
I don't. I get their names mixed up. I still don't know. They're all one person.
But it was also very weird and uncomfortable for me when I love that the girls dashed off when he came outside in the back of the Sir restaurant. But she was like, he's a man, and Max was just like a boy. I'm like, what?
No, but I can think back on like, you know, my 22-year-old conversations of like who I'm dating to my friends, and that's exactly how you sound. And mind you, you're probably not with either, you know, the guys. But it's like, he's a man. And like, you know, my ex, he just was like such a boy. And now you're not with either one of them because they were both little boys.
You said you were 22 though then?
I'm pretty sure I said this last week. So.
Because she's definitely like all of 29.
Oh,
Dana? I just
Googled
it. Yeah, I just Googled it. So.
There was
like, girl is pushing 30.
The thing that I'm disappointed in this season is, like, I thought it many times during this episode was, like, we'd have a flashback to, like, the newbies, and I was thinking, if I, like, hadn't watched 3 seasons, right, and I, like, caught a glimpse of Vanderpump, I don't know that I would tune in for, like, the newbie stuff. I know that I'm always, like, nagging on it and whatever, but I really wish, unless there's a reason that we don't know yet, like unless there's like a big plan to do some kind of like spin-offs and then they're going to do a Vegas something or whatever, if they were really just trying to like introduce new people, like if the OGs exit and I'm left with these people, I am not going to watch it. I'll watch season 1 through 7 again. Yeah. Like, yeah. So I just like kept thinking about that this episode, and that made me sad. And I wanted to share my feelings.
Thank you for sharing. Any You're last welcome. Thoughts about this episode before we move on to our pump teenies? No. Mm-hmm. Well, Neuro Nadia, I just have to share her comments. She says, I don't mind the newbies, but still getting used to them. Charlie is oddly making me laugh. She's not my cup of tea, but she's been getting entertaining. And Danica looks like she can bring the psychodrama in the future. I agree. I feel the same way about Danica. I want to know more about Danica. More than just like what she thinks about Dana's relationship or Sheena's relationship. I want to know who Danica's dating or who she's into or what her drama is. But hopefully we'll get that more in the future. I don't know. But now it's time for our pumptinis. Rosalyn, would you like to go first?
Yes, I'm going to give my pumptini to Ariana because the way she socked herself in the mouth and then was drinking up all that blood.
Oh, that was crazy.
Girl, let's wash your mouth out and go grab a drink real quick. Regroup. We can regroup together.
I like that she said I should have hit the ball and not my face. But
oh, that was horrible.
She clocked herself.
That looked painful. Very painful.
All right.
Who wants to go next? Archie?
I'll go. Oh, no.
Katie.
Archie, get it. Here I come. I'm going to go with Tom Schwartz for the weird, elaborate lie he told about the food and the senses that he, I mean, he went so far for no reason. And everybody was like, where's all the food? And that was a really funny moment for me. So I'm going to give it to him for that.
I love him for that.
I'm going to give mine, my pumptini, to...
Pumptini.
I know. Lisa Vanderpump for hosting the shindig, for waiting on Stassi. Lisa, you get a drink.
I also think that we need to pour a little one out for whatever grave that ring was sitting on, whatever dead person witnessed them getting engaged, you know?
Whoever's like great-grandparent.
Yeah, just whoever was there for that, and he was just leaning on them for the engagement. All right, pour one out for you.
There you go.
That is so beautiful and respectful. Thank you for that, Katie. My pumptini is going to go to James for obvious reasons. My virgin pumptini, let me not do this again. My glass of water, freshly squeezed lemon water to James for apologizing to Katie. All right, now it's time for some Vanderpump news.
Oh my gosh, yes, and thank you. I literally just remembered while we were preparing for the pumptini, so I didn't get to send the picture, but Kristen got a new man, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
A new man. His name, I know Katie probably already knows. His name is Alex Minaj. He is pretty well off. He owns a lot of different apartment buildings in the LA area. He's not into celebrity girls. He likes girls with a sense of humor. Oh. So I guess Kristen has one of those.
And isn't he like mega rich?
Yeah. He owns a lot of apartment buildings in the LA area. He's not the LA type who is friends with a lot of celebs, though. He has been looking for a wife and he wants to have kids. And Kristen and her man were spotted out yesterday with their quarantine mask on. And so, yeah, Kristen has moved on from Carter.
New storyline.
Can I add on to the story really quick?
Yes, please do.
So the whole thing was that Kristen apparently was wearing like maybe an unflattering situation and she looked a little pudgy. And then I literally look like I'm like pregnant with twins at this moment from quarantine, so like I feel you. And I didn't even think she looked pregnant, so I didn't understand, but like they were saying that she was pregnant, and then she posted to Twitter and she was like, you guys are fat shaming me, how dare you, blah 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 blah. So there was a little bit of Kristen drama.
Whatever. Wow. I feel like she could possibly be pregnant and you want to keep it a secret. I get it. You know, or it could be the quarantine pouch.
But I mean, she's always been shaped differently, I will say.
I just don't know why. If you're not pregnant, why would you wear that knowing it's not flattering? But whatever.
Exactly. Like,
define flattering, though. You know,
like, if I know I look like I got a fupa, I'm not going to wear freaking
high-waisted pants.
Yeah, and tuck my shirt in. Like, what? I'm going to have the shirt out.
Yeah. What if she likes her fupa?
Okay, wait. Here's what probably happened. Maybe when she put it on, it looked great. And then she had like an Olive Garden pasta dinner or something. Yeah. And, you know, a little food, baby. And then she didn't, you know, like things happen.
Whatever it is, wear what you want, Kristen. I'm just happy that Kristen has a new man who Nadia says is not a leech like Carter.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it. And that she, you know, because I don't want her to be friendless and manless, because it's just, it makes me happy to know she has a person.
Maybe especially a guy with money, because he'll be able to help her get her friends back.
Oh. Maybe a PJ moment.
Exactly, because that's how Lala got into the crew. Lala's man who was taking them on private jets and trips. They were like, okay, Lala's our friend now.
Right?
Eli? No. True. All right, is that all for news today?
That's all for news. Everything
that's
else.
That's a lot of tea. Thank you.
That's some good tea, y'all. Mm-hmm.
That's some good tea. Time for some quick predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's safe to say that Stassi will be the bride from hell. So I can't wait to see all of that stuff unfold. And I do think that Dana and Sheena will have a annoying conversation because Brett is in the video to come with Sheena.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my prediction. Yeah, it's going to cause some dramas. The Brett, Dana, Sheena situation is going to come right back.
I'm over it.
I'm really over it too. Yeah, I'm over that. It's not, it's like, bleh.
I agree.
But the fact that now we know that Kristen has a new boyfriend and Sheena has a new boyfriend, I'm already excited for next season. I'm already ready for next season.
Yeah. I'm curious to see why Kristen and Jax are fighting. They showed that in the preview. Yeah. I don't know. They showed, I think, some sort of like yelling match. And then Brittany and Jax argument. I don't think we have really gotten like a newlywed type of real like fight. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of nervous. Like, what are they fighting about? Okay. I don't think it's going to be cheating or anything like that.
No, Jax, it I think Jax, not be. Jax has to be done with that. He has to be done with that.
Yeah. So those are my predictions. I know, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, because we're like, we're giving him more credit than he deserves.
Yeah. Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
No, stay safe.
Lisa Vanderpump has like the nicest ass.
I did think that.
Next to Katie Thompson.
Also,
her ass is amazing.
Speaking of Lisa Vanderpump, her kitchen has glass doors into the kitchen. Nice. I was like, what?
Okay. Goals. She's forever my goals.
Goal.
Queen, we bow down. All right, guys. Well, until next week, we can't wait. Who knows what's going to happen? Wedding planning starts, so that should be fun. Yay. I'm being sarcastic. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. You can find me on social media at Rivette Soro on all platforms. And Katie, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. To make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday. I'm going to have Peter Madrigal from Vanderpump there on my next episode on Tuesday. So make sure to check it out.
That's lit. That's awesome. Oh, you can follow me at Jerosalyn Diva, Jerosalyn Diva.
You can find me on all social media platforms at RTJ Speaks and at the RTJ Experience. That's the podcast.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.